There are some other compounds that are coming into early clinical phase testing, which are very exciting in terms of inhibition of bone metastasis from the biologic standpoint. For example, there is one company, Chugai Pharmaceuticals, that has an antibody against PTHRP, which is the mediator of osteoclast destruction in many solid tumors, especially breast cancer. That's in early phase clinical trial. A second compound, which may shortly enter clinical trial, made by a number of pharmaceutical companies, are small molecule inhibitors of cathepsin K. Osteoclasts, when they destroy the surface of bone, they destroy collagen, do so by producing cathepsin K, and cathepsin K is an active enzyme that destroys type 1 collagen fibers. So inhibitors of cathepsin K are entering clinical trials probably in the year 2007. There are other inhibitors of osteoclast mobility and migration, and maybe indeed tumor cell mobility and migration. We think that tumor cells and osteoclasts may move by using alpha V beta 3 integrins to move across the surface of bone. Now, that's an interesting, exciting target, and there are inhibitors of alpha V beta 3 integrins, which will shortly enter, I believe, into clinical trials. Another class of molecules that is going to enter clinical trials very shortly are molecules that hopefully would stimulate osteoblasts to heal endolytic lesions. We know from clinical experience in a disease like multiple myeloma or in purely lytic disease in solid tumors that the bisphosphonates may cause retardation of skeletal-related events, but they don't cause healing in the majority of cases of those lytic lesions. Now, one of the reasons that osteoblasts don't work in myeloma or they don't work in solid tumors is that they're shut off when the tumor produces a molecule called DKK1 or DKOF1. So that shuts down the osteoclast. There are inhibitors of DKK1, which will shortly enter clinical testing, which we hope will cause not only osteoclasts to prevent destruction, but will cause healing in of these lesions by replacing or returning the osteoblast function to its normal level. So we're entering an era in which there are multiple new targeted therapies, which is certainly a buzzword in oncology, targeted therapies for bony disease. And it may well be we end up, as we do with chemotherapeutic agents, we use a multitude of targeted therapies to treat bone metastasis or prevent bone metastasis.